every day.
Live 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'm going to repeat that again, 855-453. That's F-R-E-E. You can call in. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. 855-453. Stephanie, we've been talking the whole time about this Wikipedia list of the biggest edit wars that are going on out there. And, well, I'd like to know, what you teased number four or three? I can't remember now.
We were actually on the top two. But before that, you know, I promised in the last segment, I just want to follow up on something real quick. The last segment, you were wondering how many wallets there are on blockchain.info.
Oh yeah,
the Bitcoin websites.
Bitcoin wallets there are on blockchain.info.
There are 358,486 wallets currently, so you can join almost a third of, more than a third of a million people on blockchain.info.
And now, as I understand, lots of wallets have been opened and closed too, so maybe even a higher number than that.
Right. Yeah, that
millions of wallets have been opened at blockchain.info.
It says my wallet number of users. That's the title of the chart. So I don't know exactly what that means, but it's a rough idea.
All right. So we're on number two, second highest number of
second highest edits. Most controversial. So I'll rattle them off from 10 to 2. 10, Christianity. 9, race and intelligence. 8, Jesus. 7, United States. 6, circumcision. 5, global warming. 4, list of World Wrestling Entertainment, Inc. employees. 3, Muhammad. And number 2, Brian's favorite.
Jews?
No, not Jews. Your other favorite.
Jews are my favorite.
Aliens?
Nibiru.
Anarchism.
Oh, that is my favorite.
Number 2 most controversial Wikipedia topic is anarchism. And I believe that because I've looked at the anarchism entry on Wikipedia before, and it's pretty serious. And there are lots of people who... anarchism is, the absence of rulers. I guess we could define it very broadly in that way.
The word literally means without rulers.
Right. But there are lots of different flavors of anarchism. There is... anarchism, with...
There's Christian anarchy.
Market anarchism.
Market anarchism or anarcho-capitalism.
Anarcho-syndicalism. Mutualism.
Green anarchism.
Anarcho-primitivism. Anarcho-primitivism, which means that basically technology is bad, I think.
Then there's the transhumanist anarchists, and then there's anarcho-feminism, queer anarchism.
Yeah.
There's all
which
different...
Those aren't really... those are just like... Two things stuck together, though, right? Like those aren't really.
Oh no, they're related. I think anarcho-feminists and queer anarchists would say that the oppressive government and the patriarchy are basically one and the same, or heterosexism and the government are the same.
Yeah, and there's some distinct differences between anarcho-feminists and LGBT.
Oh yeah, I didn't mean to lump those two together.
They're separate. Because anarcho-feminism, as far as I know, generally doesn't accept marriage, as to where I think queer anarchism would be perfectly fine with marriage.
Maybe. I don't know.
I guess that's why
it's controversial.
Yeah. Here's the controversy right now.
The queer anarchism, to me, just sounds like I'm gay and I'm an anarchist. Like, it doesn't sound like there's any sort of relationship to it.
There's a connection. I mean, if you look at, the Stonewall era, the 1970s and before, there were tons of laws. I mean, there were laws in every city that said you cannot wear more than 3 items of clothing of the opposite gender, and that was specifically aimed at drag queens.
Agreed. But there are all kinds of laws on riding a motorcycle in states that you have to wear a helmet. I'm not an anarcho-motorcalist, right?
Sure.
I see that people's focus may be in particular areas, but I don't I've seen the claim of the sort of queer anarchism, and I love the idea that people are, those that homosexuals are involved in the liberty movement or involved in whatever movements they want to be involved in. That's cool, but I just don't see how those, you know, that's a philosophy.
Mm.
Well, I think every form of anarchism, as far as I can tell, is heavily, and they're usually right. Whatever right is, they're usually right as far as civil liberties go.
And
the means to which to gain those is where all these different terms come out.
In a lot of cases, that's true. Now, this argument is probably basically socialists arguing with libertarians about what anarchism is.
Probably, I would say a lot of the controversy probably comes with basically economic systems and how they're organized, right? So is it, you know, market anarchism, which some people associate with the term capitalism, which, you know, red and black kind of anarchists would loathe the term capitalism,
yeah.
Right? They're like, oh, no, that's who we're fighting against. That's part of the state. You know, that's the same thing.
And I think that it's, so I think that this is just a parsing a bunch of terms, but oftentimes what the red art anarchists will say is something to the effect of, look, anarchism has always been on the left side of the political spectrum.
Sure.
We are, our comrades and the communists and the socialists, we believe similar things, and they're on our side. And whereas the market anarchists, I feel like they almost were injected into the conversation by Murray Rothbard, who decided that this term, anarcho-capitalist, and I love everything written by Murray Rothbard except this one term. I feel that capitalism...
Except this one term.
That's the case.
Except his entire philosophy.
The fact is that capitalism is a term that was defined by Karl Marx. Why in the world would you embrace
That's
a term
true.
That was created by people who are your philosophic antithesis? I wouldn't do it. I think it's a bad idea.
Well, at the time, like, Ayn Rand was really popular, and she was kind of taking it back. I don't know.
Taking what back?
The word capitalism.
Yeah, I hear you, but it still only appeals to the people it appeals to. I don't know how many people have been sort of converted over to the term capitalism.
Yeah, I would rather say market anarchist than anarcho-capitalist.
Yeah, I mean,
sure.
I'm not a huge fan of the word either, you know, myself.
But even market can have negative connotations for some people.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's a lot to... I think there's so much to learn from each different, I guess, I'll say school of thought, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, because I have questions about, like, natural rights, where do those come from? Whether you believe in God or not, where do they come from?
I think they come from ownership. Rights come from ownership. I have the right over to drive my car because I own it. You may ask me to drive my car, and I'll say yes, but you don't have the right to.
But you have that right, and what keeps, say, a dolphin from having that right?
The dolphin. So I think that this is an interesting question, and we're completely derailed. Everybody understand we're completely derailed. But
that's
this
okay.
Is an exciting piece of thing to talk about. So the question is do animals have rights? I would contend that they do. Now, what gives them the right? Is it volition? Because can animals own things? Because I can tell you, a dog with a bone believes they own it. And that's very similar to maybe a two-year-old and their understanding of what ownership is. They may not bite you quite as hard as the dog might. But now some people would say that you must have an understanding of I, the self.
Has to be consciousness.
But we know chimpanzees and dolphins do know what I is.
Yeah, they can look in the mirror and they know who they are.
Elephants and down to magpies actually have that.
Yeah.
They pass the self-recognition mirror test.
And so now you're just talking about species of animals. Isn't it possible that a pig or a cow, one very smart pig or one very smart cow, might be able to self-actualize
maybe
in this way? In which case, unless you know that they're, you know for certain that they're not self-actualized, and you held a mirror up to this cow and they didn't pass the test after, it's going to take them several months to understand, then it's just murder. So I am a meat eater, but I believe that animals have rights. And this is it's something I haven't been able to put together for myself.
I still heavily question the idea of rights. And in fact, I find the idea like of that the red and black go into of like personal property and private property. I admit to finding it fascinating. I'm not like clear cut like this is what I believe, but I do find it a very interesting argument.
Yeah. So they have this the situation where they sort of explain the difference between what is personal property and that like
which is anything that can move
pictures. Well, go ahead. What do you think?
Personal property is anything that's like movable. Like your car could be personal property. Your computer could be personal property, and you can own those. But private property, the like land, you can't own because it can't go anywhere. And how could you pass it down?
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Fascinating idea.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. I read a webcomic. It's called Quantum Vibe. You can find it at quantumvibe.com. They produce it 5 days a week, weekdays, and they give it away for free. This is, you know, it's kind of a nice little benefit to be able to see an in-color, liberty-oriented webcomic produced daily, which is nearly unheard of.
Yeah, and with incredible quality, too. I love the comic.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. It's pretty obvious Scott Beezer spends a lot of his time drawing comic book pictures. And go check it out at quantumvibe.com. Enjoy it. It's a it's science fiction-based, and it's really interesting. Lots of science in it, too. quantumvibe.com. If you are a reader of Quantum Vibe, thank you to everyone who has purchased Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole, from either Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com or directly from bigheadpress.com. Thank you to everyone who has. And if you do read the comic and you haven't gotten the book, get it. It's well worth it. I bought it. I got it signed by Scott Beezer. It's awesome. You can get it just through their website, and it's quantumvibe.com. Let's go to David, let's see. Are you going to, Stephanie, how do I do this? All right, I think I've got it. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I heard on a couple of shows last week, I think it was Ian, Mark, and Nemi, assert that, and it was in regard to or related to the Trayvon case where Zimmerman was following Trayvon, and the assertion was made on several shows that the act of following someone was an aggressive act.
Was it? And did the term aggression get used?
I don't know that it is.
Did the term aggression get used, or was it threatening?
Aggression was used multiple times.
Okay.
And I was sort of taken aback by that because, I mean, if that's a violent act, then that would make Robin Hooding an act of aggression, cop blocking an act of aggression, and
I think you're making a great
being
point
followers of the non-aggression principle. I mean, I don't see how you reconcile the two.
Yeah, I don't remember that being said. I'm likely not the one who said it. It was probably Ian, and I would. I'm glad you brought this up because the term aggression is one of these buzzwords in the liberty community. What aggression means is initiating force, initiating violence. And I would say that it would be difficult to make the case that stalking somebody or, you know, following somebody for a short period of time is aggression.
I'm just thinking there seem to be a lot of things that might fall under the umbrella of following someone. Mm-hmm. For instance, like, a parent could follow their child to make sure that they're not, like, running away in the park or something like that. A jealous ex-lover could follow their lover to see where they're going, right?
You know,
all different kinds of following.
Are either one of those aggression? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, the parent doesn't seem like aggression to me. I was trying to give an example that seemed, like, pretty innocuous, you know. The ex-lover.
It's going to seem threatening.
Maybe it's borderline.
I don't
know.
It's a threat, but I think it's threatening.
It's a gray area for sure.
You know, if the same person's hanging outside your door every day, you're going to be like, what in the hell? Go away.
I would not feel comfortable with that, but maybe some people wouldn't mind or they.
I don't think that there's too many people that wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
David?
So, I mean, the thing about feeling threatened, thus defines aggression. I mean,
no.
People feel threatened.
This is one of my problems here, David. You didn't hear me say that feeling threatened defines aggression, man.
It started to sound like it. But,
okay, I think it makes people feel threatened, and that's something that you need to consider when you do things. I don't think it's aggression, but I do think that a certain level of threatening is aggression. I don't think that that rises to it. But
so where can you nail down where that level becomes?
Oh, I don't think
becomes.
You can, no. I think that it's, to some extent, it's objective, and that's really the problem here, what we're dealing with.
It's objective or subjective?
Subjective, I'm sorry.
Subjective, yeah.
I mean, one case would be, I think if someone puts a gun to your head, that becomes aggression.
Right, you haven't pulled a trigger.
You haven't pulled the trigger, but I would definitely define that as aggression.
I'm just holding my gun straight out. It happens to be pointed at your forehead. Why don't you move your forehead?
What if someone's following you and yelling, I'm going to kill you?
Now, that's a threat, and that's
what you know, if they're yelling, just
specific.
Swears at you?
Yeah, that's threatening, and that's a problem.
Yeah, it's a very blurry line.
But the circle back around to the how it relates to the Trayvon, you know, situation. It seemed, you know, to me, it actually was the case that several times it was said that when Zimmerman got out of his car and started following, that was an aggression. And if that's the case, first thing I thought about when I heard that on the show.
So who said that, David?
Wow, you know, how quickly the principals go out the door. But
so, David, who said that?
Actually, I'm pretty sure it was Ian, Umark, and Nimmy, maybe?
Okay,
this
I don't think I said...
Thursday show and Friday show.
Yeah, I don't think I said... Well, I'm not even on Fridays. I don't think I said that getting out of a car and following someone is aggression. If I did say that, I'm sorry. I retract that statement. That's not what I meant to say. I think that it is... To get out of a car and follow someone is threatening. I, in fact, support Zimmerman in a certain level of following. I don't know, and nobody else listening to me does either, what happened that night. And I think that Zimmerman could have overstepped the line, in which case he, you know, precipitated the situation, and that would be a bad thing. However, I don't know, and nobody else does. I think that as a neighborhood watch person, he has the right to sort of stand off to the side and watch somebody and keep an eye on somebody. I think he's imbued with a certain sort of he's deputized with a certain amount of power of the people in that neighborhood. And having been a neighborhood watch person myself, I understand where that, you know, where you feel that that's your role, and it's the right thing to do.
Right.
All right. Thanks a lot, David. I do appreciate the call. 855-453, or you can Skype us at lrn.fm.
It is an interesting question to think about, but during a situation like that, I mean, there's so much fear. Like, you're going to feel so scared, like, if somebody's following you. Are you really thinking, okay, well, is this crossing the line into aggression territory? Or?
It's really a confusing situation,
yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I don't think the Trayvon Martin situation is the best to describe racism in America. I think that it, as much as anything, describes people's prejudices around clothing. I don't know. Let's go to Frode and Colin from Norway. Stephanie, what do I do here to make this thing work?
Click on that.
I'm clicking.
Okay, is there...
Press the space bar. No?
Nope. Yeah. No Frode.
I've got this going here. I don't know what I've got to do in this situation. Let's go to David, calling in from Texas. David, whoops. Oh, shoot. David, can you hear me? I'm sorry, I don't know how to work these buttons.
Sorry, everybody. Sovereign Tech has failed today.
David, can you hear me?
The helm.
David, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me?
Oh, we got a...
Oh, that's delightful, whatever heck's going on here. All right, let's try Frode again. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Frode.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, tell me what you want to talk about.
Well, not to shift topic extremely, but this is shifting topic extremely. I was talking to a friend of mine about conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories,
yeah.
Excellent. Hold the line,
yes.
At 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
I've had a lot of luck with a weight loss supplement, and I know...
Looking good, Mark.
I've lost a little weight.
Yeah.
I'm happy about it. Not as much as Brian here. Good Lord.
Oh, well, what can I say?
I don't know what's dropping it off of him, but I've done nothing to change my life.
And you're still a lot of men.
I've managed to lose 6 pounds, and, you know, it's no stunning amount of time that I've been able to lose this amount of weight. I think we're going on 12 weeks. And I got to say, I've gone on 2 trips, and you can't eat. I don't even eat the way I normally eat on trips. So I think that probably that week in Vegas and I think it was the Porcupine Freedom Festival was tossed in there. So I tend to think that those are little setbacks for me. Nonetheless.
But you would have gained 5 pounds at Vegas otherwise, but you didn't.
I'm confident that I am losing weight. I have lost weight, and I'm confident that I'm being helped to stay steady to some extent by Axia 30, which is produced by Chamonix. And it's a company that's known for creating all-natural supplements. As a matter of fact, this Axia 30 is packed with antioxidants, which have all kinds of health benefits and anti-aging benefits. And here's the really great part is you're not taking any real risk. They've got a full 3-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose the weight, you get your money back. You can take my word for it. All you have to do is give them a call at 800-543-6613. I'm losing weight, and you'll get your money back if it doesn't work for you. What is there to lose?
Just wait.
Just wait, yeah. Call now, get a free month of Axia 30, absolutely free, with your order. You'll lose money if it works for you, right? But I'm willing to trade that. I don't have to change my lifestyle in any way. 800-543-6613 for Axia 30 from Chamonix. All right, going back to Frode here, calling in from Norway. And Frode wants to talk about conspiracy theories, or theorists. So go ahead, Frode.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
And how they destroy the liberty kind of thoughts. So I'm going to use the example that happened with me and my friend. We were talking about the USA sending astronauts to the moon, and he doesn't believe in...
astronauts have been to the moon. Yeah.
No, he doesn't believe that at all.
Okay.
And one of the reasons he says that is the technology. He talks about the pictures. He talks a lot of about the MythBusters episode about going to the moon. It's a terrific episode, by the way.
Yeah, where their ultimate proof in that episode was that they actually bounced a laser off of the moon from mirrors that were set up on the moon. That was their ultimate proof that we were there.
And, I think that there is a conspiracy theory, because we are to believe that these brave astronauts working for the government weren't scared going up there. I bet they were petrified.
Yes.
I'd be so scared. Go ahead, Frode.
No, but here's my thing. And I ask him, do you really believe that the United States of America, that can't hold a secret for 2 weeks, can hold a secret for so freaking long? It's been so many people that has been involved with this conspiracy that have died or has left and have families and don't want to have anything more to do with NASA at all. But so many people are hushed and silenced in his state of mind. So here's my problem with this. If conspiracy theory lets live in a person, he's really liberal. And the reason why he's liberal is because he sees that countries have lied before and are going to lie again.
Well, that's so I don't understand that point of view at all. There's lots of liberals that are conspiracy theorists, lots of conservatives that are conspiracy theorists.
Yes.
And the idea that these organizations that you want to be in charge, they're only just different people you want in charge. They're still going to use that power. They're still going to get drunk with power, and they're still going to use it to lie to you and lie to the rest of us. All you have to do is look at history for that.
What does he mean by liberal, though? Is he thinking about it in the same sense that we are? Like, as in...
What do you call
sort
liberal,
of Democratic bro? Party kind of liberal?
Well, yeah, because here in Norway, as you know, it's a socialist country. And for me, liberal is everything against socialism, almost.
Liberals are against socialism?
Oh, yeah.
So okay. It would be kind of like a libertarian, perhaps. Or
yeah, libertarian is a better word.
Okay, thanks. Because we don't.
Yeah,
we,
that clears things up.
We don't interpret that word to mean the same thing here,
Frode.
Okay.
Generally, liberal in the United States means a socialist.
Yeah, liberal used to mean libertarian.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah, and it did used to mean that at one point. But now, essentially.
Sorry about that.
No problem at all. I mean, obviously, there's going to be some kind of language.
Yeah, I love it that you can call in from Norway on Skype, and it sounds like you're here with us in the studio.
Yeah, this is a long time argument, Frode. In the liberty community, are the conspiracy theorists damaging to the liberty movement? And
I think so. I really think so, because every people that talks about conspiracy theory, like Alex Jones, he sounds like a lunatic.
Well,
I agree with that.
The people that are on that side of the argument tend to think that. However, the folks that are on the other side of the argument would say that, look, I believe in the idea. I came to the liberty movement through the ideas of conspiracy theory. And conspiracy theory really says you can't trust the government. And I think everybody, to some extent, is a conspiracy theorist. All these political pundits I see on the news, they're conspiracy theorists. They're always thinking the other side, the Democrats, the Republicans, they're the evil ones. They're getting together, and you know what they're thinking. I know what they're thinking. And they have all this conjecture. So the answer is I often find some of these theories unnerving. I think that they are marginalizing in some cases. But I don't have any proof, and... You know, that's the case. I've seen people be turned off. I've seen people be turned on.
I have a slightly...
Yeah, the problem with conspiracy theorists also is sometimes they are right.
Yeah. That's true.
That's the thing. It's just because you're paranoid doesn't mean that someone isn't coming after you.
It's so annoying, too, because... Yeah. But for me, living in a socialist country as Norway is, it's so hard to get... news that are important, and everything we hear about the liberty movement gets kind of shuffled into conspiracy theorists.
Indeed, and the liberty movement is often aligned with conspiracy theory. Thanks for the call, I appreciate it.
There's something else I wanted to say about that, about this idea of our conspiracy theories damaging so-called to the liberty movement. I mean, the thing that I have, I guess, an issue with about a lot of the conspiracy media, like, you know, Alex Jones is one, but he's very dominant, right? But there are a lot of others. But it's really the solutions that they get to, or the conclusions that they draw from the information. Like, a lot of the stuff that they're saying at least has grains of truth to it, right? There is some basis for it, even if they kind of run with it and extrapolate a lot. And sometimes it's outright correct, you know, just like Fjorn said. But where they go with that is, okay, we've determined that this conspiracy is true and this one may be true. So, therefore, we need to get back to the Constitution and we need to keep them in check.
Yeah.
Or we need to have the government bring themselves up on trial for 9/11 crimes. Sorry, but that's just not going to happen. That is what I see as a waste of energy. Not necessarily the conspiracy theories, even though they often are. But the conclusions, I think, are very disempowering, whereas it's different in the more mainstream liberty movement, whereas we're offering actual solutions that are not just get back to the Constitution or go run and hide out in the woods somewhere in your bunker.
Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Ahem. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach here, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I will be in Lexington, Kentucky, Monday, July 22nd, Crown Plaza Hotel, 6:30 p.m. You've heard me say it on the air, and now you're going to see me in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and I will disclose the secrets to good health and, just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM. Again, Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. I've given the telephone number, and it's the final segment, and we've got calls on the line, so forget that. But do remember this. When you do your online shopping, please do it through shop.freetalklive.com. If you're shopping through Amazon or Newegg, and there's a few other online retailers there at shop.freetalklive.com, it's a tremendous help for what is a very unique program on the radio. If you believe in the ideas of liberty, please take some time to go bookmark shop.freetalklive.com and use that. Thanks so much. Let's go to David in Texas. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I've been listening to Wes Bertrand's Complete Liberty podcast for a little while, and he talks a little bit about objectivism and sort of some of the contradictions that they hold. While they think that government's bad, but except for the whole police and
the military and police, aka the worst things about the state. That's what you need. Yeah, I love Complete Liberty podcast, by the way.
Me too.
Great one.
Yeah, same here.
And what's the website?
Yeah, really,
Complete Liberty.
Really good.
.com. Yeah.
Yeah. CompleteLiberty.com. So anyway, what are your thoughts?
So their argument against it is that you can't have force in the free market. Like you can't have people that their job is to use force in the free market. And I think they sort of overlooked part of the issue is that you'd have like without the government right now, you would have less violence necessary. Like probably crime would go down significantly because
I believe that thoroughly.
They're not going after drug users, and then also how many violent crimes are actually stemmed because of the prohibition.
Right. How many people are committing violent crimes, robbing people, robbing stores, harming people for their wallets in order to get money to buy drugs?
Right.
And then so, you compare that to how many people who are doing that to get alcohol or cigarettes. And frankly, the taxes on cigarettes are getting so prohibitive that now, in fact, you see more crime for cigarettes.
Yeah, right. And so, he's been talking about contradictions and getting rid of them, and what I do for my job is I drive a truck right now, and there's, I don't know if y'all know how much the state's involved in trucking, pretty much.
Yes, it's awful. I mean, you have America's real servants in the trucking industry. They bring everything that we buy to stores, and the government just sees a big ripe chicken for the slaughter. They know that you've got to travel on their roads, and they just tax you and fine you and do all kinds of things.
Well, I think part of the issue is that whenever they come on to a driver, the drivers usually by themselves. You know, and I mean, that's part of what you talk about, civil disobedience is, you know, having a group with you. But if you have two and then, you know, the guy with the gun, you know, it's kind of hard to do something in that situation.
True.
And so, I mean, I wrestle with that issue that I don't want to comply, but if I don't comply, what are they going to do, you know? And there's also different laws about, you know, The reasonable suspicion is sort of different with truck drivers, I guess.
Right.
They can pull you over sort of to do an inspection or whatever.
They can check your truck anytime. You don't have the ability to not allow them to look.
So I just want to see what y'all guys' ideas on that was, to sort of like to get an opinion on that. What you think?
My opinion, first off, is to protect yourself and to get a Freedom Cam at freedomcam.net. I think that, if anything happens out there, you don't want it to just be your word against the police officer's word. You want it to be, videotaped and audio recorded so that you're protected. Now, certain states have different rules as far as who needs to know when an audio-visual recording is going on, so it may be a good idea to let the officer know, look, hey, there's a recording, audio and video recording going on in my cab all the time, and that's the way this company operates, and you got to live with it. Okay, so that way, at the very least, you're dealing with an officer who's complying with the law, even if the law is unjust. And after that, I think that basically, when you're on your own like that and outside of New Hampshire, you just gotta suck it up. You just gotta live with it.
Yeah. Does that Freedom Cam, is it just sort of like a thing you stick on your windshield, or does it have, like, to go into, because I drive a company truck right now, and so there's some, like, if it goes any sort of, like, electrical stuff besides cigarette lighter. With that.
Yeah, lighter, that's all you need.
Good. Yeah,
there you go. You need to adhere it in some other fashion than it's 3M tape, because that stuff will stick. I mean, to the point that it's liable to break the windshield coming off. So you need to have some other way to stick it up, but you'll figure that out.
Does it have a suction cup or anything?
It does not have a suction cup. It has some very good glue. So thanks for the call, David. I appreciate it. Let's go to Juan calling in from North Carolina. Juan, thanks for holding on. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say that when you guys talked about Trayvon and how it's not a good example of, it's not a good case to which to examine racism.
Yes.
I wanted to say I agree with that, and I think that a great example of racism is the Marissa versus Florida case.
This is where a woman, we didn't get to talk about it while I was on the air, but I think it has been talked about on Free Talk Live. This is where a woman used a gun. She fired, I believe, into the ceiling, which like to say, if you're firing a warning shot, never fire into the ceiling because the bullet couldn't come.
Weren't there people? Wasn't she in an apartment building and there were people?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I can't say that's the case. And this is the problem when quoting these cases, I don't know what all.
Yeah,
this
we
reads.
Don't know what was going on, but I think that might affect things a little bit.
That would be that's
she didn't
endangering
kill
people.
Anyone.
Yeah.
Didn't kill anyone. Maybe she put people in danger. But the point was, she had a I guess he was a husband or ex-husband who I think she had a restraining order against.
Yeah.
And he said I was going to hit her. Sorry, my animals are getting rowdy.
No problem.
But, they want freedom themselves.
Yeah. I don't know if you can hear them, but they're barking. Anyway, so but I mean that's the case. I mean I don't know. But it just seemed she got 20 years, you know. And
yep.
Yeah.
So
and she's a black woman.
Yeah, she's a black woman. So why isn't I don't know, I haven't seen or heard like the NRA being like, oh, this is an outrage, you know.
I don't know. And I'd have to look into the case. I'd have to look into the case to see what the specifics are. But thank you for the call, Juan. There, Ian did have, and I haven't watched it. I said I was going to watch it, and I haven't watched it yet. He pulled up a video that was apparently... this is almost science. It was a black man, and then a white man, and then a white woman.
Oh, I saw the same video.
Attempting to steal a bike.
Oh yeah, yeah, I saw this. Yeah.
Right. So they're in a park, and they're sawing the chain off of a bike, and people stop and ask them, "Hey, is that your bike?" And they're like, "No, not exactly," or "It's about to be," or something.
The white guy, they looked kind of suspicious at him. People going by, and with the black man, you know, with the white woman, they actually helped.
Yeah.
They helped her steal the bike. Right.
Yeah.
So the black guy being obvious about it.
The black guy was nearly lynched. The white guy was, looked at suspiciously, but nobody really did anything.
Yeah.
The white woman was helped.
Yeah.
And what I thought, one thing, as I understand that the garb, and I think garb's really important, and it should never be minimized. And I'm going to say it again here, Brian. My best friend in the world is black. And
congratulations.
Thank you so much. And he... You know, he wears a starched shirt, he wears a tie, he wears pressed pants, and he doesn't even understand issues of race to a frustrating level for me. Like, I'm frustrated that he's such a bigot. He has such white privilege that it frustrates me. And it's because of the way he talks, and the way he dresses, and the sort of people that he hangs out with.
So are we talking about class issues here now?
Well, I think clothing's nearly free in this world, and irons aren't expensive. You can go to Goodwill and buy an iron and some nice clothes and do it for less than $50. I don't think that most people who... it's a presentation issue, and I think garb matters. And I felt like in this video that the garb wasn't representative in the way if I were doing this, and I think the video is representative of racism.
They were wearing the same thing, right? The black guy and the white guy were wearing the same outfit.
I thought the black guy had on like a hat cocked to the side.
They both had a hat. I remember that because they said that in the video. They both had the same hat, and they were wearing it the same way.
Okay.
Yeah.
As I understood, somebody critiqued it in that way. And like I said, I hadn't seen the video, but somebody critiqued it that the white guy didn't have the hat and the black guy did have the hat. And I do think...
Do you think it's really a hat that makes a difference?
I do think that. Absolutely. I think that when you wear that hat with the flat bill cocked off to the side and like a sticker that says it's brand new on it, you're saying I'm a gangsta thug. And that doesn't, white, black, or brown, or whatever your color is. And that communicates information to people. I think dress communicates to things.
Most controversial Wikipedia article, George W. Bush.
Ugh.
Yikes.
There you go.
Jews.
That was number one.
Thanks for listening. FreeTalkLive.com.
Quantum vibes in year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.